Broadcasted live. Catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za. Hey. First things first.
Guys, you know, people like to try. Like, people like to just test us. Now, the JMPD, right, has warned a job scam circulating on social media. The Johannesburg Metropolitan Police Department has issued an urgent warning about a fraudulent recruitment advertisement circulating on social media platforms. Job seekers are urged to exercise caution amid scammers' efforts to target vulnerable individuals. Now, have you ever fallen for one of these job scams? How did it work? And how much were you swindled for? And, like, how were you able to, like, see a scammer from far away? Mbali?
Fortunately for me, I've never been scammed, but I've been tried before, particularly when it comes to my phone, like the upgrading of a phone or trying to get money out of me, saying that your package is expected to arrive soon, yet I haven't ordered anything online. So there's been ways and means of trying to scam me, but fortunately for me, I'm always wary. I always double check in terms of websites, and if I want to do something, sometimes I would rather physically call myself, or but just to make sure that I'm on the right side. So I'm always a bit wary when it comes to you know, scams. But yeah, I've been very fortunate.
You, loser?
I have been scammed.
Baggers.
Yeah, no,
baggers.
I have been scammed, and I must just put it out there that it's probably one of the most traumatic things that one can experience, because there's something about scammers and how they play mind games.
Yeah,
that will make you feel like nakile bistinkile smatiso. You know what I mean? So it's just extend grace if you ever find out that somebody you thought was so smart and would check things out would never be scammed. Just extend grace. It was a job opportunity. And it came on WhatsApp. That's also the first red flag. Why is it coming on WhatsApp? Where did you get my number? But fortunately for them, the address or the offices that they spoke about, that they said they came from, checked out. When I looked those up, I found that they actually do exist. Fast forward, they asked that we move the conversation from WhatsApp to Telegram. That's also another red flag. When the platform of communication changes, just know that something is up there. And then did the work. Also, something that you should suspect is when they don't necessarily ask you for documents, because they didn't ask for my CV, they didn't ask for my ID. They just said, you know what, this is your job. You know what I mean? Another important thing that I think I need to mention is that when you do get these quote-unquote job opportunities, please do tell someone. Because what made my experience even more traumatic was the fact that I didn't say anything, because I thought, oh, it's a side hustle. Didn't suspect anything illegal. But fast forward, the conversation moved to Telegram, got to Telegram. It seemed legit for a while. Then they started saying, deposit money. And, excuse me, because I didn't tell anyone, I thought to myself, there's something wrong with this, but I was all alone. So I figured, let me just do it. I did ask questions. I did inquire to say, why am I paying money, X, Y, Z? And the one thing about scammers, something they do very well is to allay your fears. Or they will calm you down and tell you, don't worry. This is our model in the company. They did that. And the money came back the first few times. And then everything went downhill from there. But yeah, I did.
Wanawara?
Traumatized.
It's very traumatic.
I think I'm like Mbali. I've never been in a position I've never been in a position, but also I don't take anything serious. So you know, you get these random messages. Oh, you won, here's a package. It is what it is. Delete, spam, block, whatever. I'm so fortunate. I have not been in that position. And I'm listening to Slu and I'm thinking, I don't know even if I am in that position, if I would still pick it up. You know what she's saying? Like, they are so good at what they do that I'm not sure that from the get-go I'd probably pick it up.
I was scammed. I was scammed. You know that 99 rents? I don't know what website I went into. Chiki every month. Clipper. Do they even know how much 100 rents per month in a year? And I had to go to the bank and say, guys, please stop this. Mm. And it was a scam. Not even in South Africa.
Yeah, that's the worst thing. Because
you went international.
Darling. Yeah.
Yeah. You've always been a superstar.
Darling.
The worst thing was when I went to the bank to say, hey guys, actually, this is what has been happening. I found that the kind of scamming that I experienced was called push scam or something like that, because I would be the one that would authorize the payment, which then makes it even harder to resolve, because at a certain point when they say deposit, you deposit from your account. Then I learned that these people were using other people's IDs. So the number I was given to deposit money into was actually opened on the day I was scammed.
You were saying, Bali?
I'm just shocked with what I'm hearing. And the fact that, you know, it's a, to this degree. You know, we always hear about it. We always get warnings. But when you now know somebody who's actually experienced it, it's actually quite traumatizing.
And you know what? It is January. A whole lot of people are out there looking for new jobs. And please make sure that you are aware, right? And as Slu said, tell somebody. 0636880959. Please do tell us, have you ever fallen for one of these job scams? How did it work? And how much were you actually swindled for?
First things first.
Yo, na ladies, I grew up in an environment where I was told, hore, habolukwala hauliwi. So anything that I do not understand, I don't even open. I just delete. So I guess this is one of the other things that I'm going to survive it, because, hey, I've heard stories. I've seen people crying tears because of being scammed. But fortunately for me, hey, I can get next. I'm even scared of using this tap thing here, card. My card still uses the old method of just making sure I swipe back a Kenya pin and all that. That's how my tapper and all that. I get again. Get that one. I just want things simple, red button and a green button. I get again. I just leave it as is. Most of these messages now, I don't open them. I just delete them. I'm like, I don't know this person. And then guys, and even when I get a call from a strange person or from a strange number, I pick it up. And after picking it up, I block.
Now, of course, the JMPD has emphasized that vacancies are only advertised on www.joburg.org.za, which is the official City of Johannesburg website. So even if you have seen something like this, guys, do make sure on social media, you must be like, thank you, bye.
Morning, Christine. Nabosis. Atina was no, kabashaya, Jose. Abashaya, straight. Bas niggas amacho hapo chuchuni, tintonton, foot nuts as gugula gugu. Something, one of lama website ukufunana nomsebenzi. Saya laphaya namasifika basitshela ngama-call center bathi cost material 1.5. Sayithenga leyo cost material kanti abashayela ama-photocopy. Photocopy ya something nyana besingayithola ku-Google. Next thing basithatha basisa kwenye ikampani yakapiti le Hero Report. Sasithola sihleli le basicollectisa imali sesisebenza e-call center sama-debt collector. Mantene sihola leyo 0.5 yethu abasinokheyo. Sabona nje ukuthi ayikho le nto. Hayi ziyakhala.
You know what, guys? Any job opportunity that expects you to give them money, you must know. Red light special. Right.
Just want to alert the viewers there. There's a scam. It's been happening for years. And also I've been scammed. What the gentleman does, he operates by having a company listed on the internet. And then afterwards, like he's providing rental equipment, like your trailers, your trucks. And then you go to his office. Office looks legit. The website looks legit. And then you put in your deposit and your money. And after putting the deposit and the money to rent the trailer or the truck, then what happens is he vanishes with your money. And he scams a lot of people with a lot of money. He has scammed me with a lot of money. He's based around Centurion. Just be careful out there. Whenever you see a company being advertising that is renting out trailers and trucks, make sure you do your diligence check on the background of the person on the website. You will find out that he's been on an alert that the gentleman is doing a scam. Thank you very much. Have a nice day.
Ah, man. Angazukuthi labantu babathola igupi nesibindi. You want to be a loose
woman?
It's been, it's a birthday. It's been in a chumine.
It's been.
It's been. Same WhatsApp group, man.
Morning, bestie. Yo, not our scam, but can we win 50,000 rand? Acceptable for study learning or can say in competition if in now you're congratulating. Why to go about congratulate the Hori Ing? Have a fit about you send your ID, send your bank details, send everything. I want to have a Tomaba send your ID, send your bank details. I can make a frisk. How about you lady 50,000 year when you get how many 50,000 what is my accounting act? As a young beasting, but a lot like our own. But when people have be alert. The scammers, and especially when it's January, but what the tilo go to school on university, but for this, me work with you at hella, muddy TikTok. People babe hobo hobo batla bana bibi o tlo follow up o tlo wela mara scam seo so are bile matho bathung are me botlhale bagaetso
slew. One of the best ways to quote unquote irritate scammers is by inquiring from the beginning, you know, because some other people have also experienced scams where house beasting we sitting here chigi you are part of some WhatsApp group. You don't even know what the WhatsApp group is about, but you are a part of it. So one of the best ways to irritate them, as soon as they contact you, question after, they don't like it. But when you entertain it, they are very patient with you until they get what they want.
Nah, I've never been personally scammed, but my little brother has been, I think twice or so. You know, the first time somebody said, I will get you a liquor job, and he showed, I think they had pay slips that they created, the scammers, and then they showed them that this is what we're getting paid, blah, 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 blah. And then he coughed out 8,000 rands. Those guys disappeared into thin air. The second time, I think it was a year, if not two ago, he called me. He's like, hey, man, somebody has just promised me a good government job, and therefore they want, I think, about 5 grand. You know, I am taking it. And then, I think just before he wired the money, I told him, dude, no job will require you to pay money up front. You know, if this job is legit, just go to their website, go to the government portal, just check what's there. And I think he had already paid or he was about to pay. But the long and short of it is they disappeared again and his money was flushed down the drain like that. So, yep, I taught him that never be desperate, because as the minute you become desperate, that's when you'll make stupid mistakes.
These people need medunsa by the floor.
You know, about 2 years ago, I was nearly scammed. I was on the verge of being scammed around about 30,000 rand, you know, to buy a car. It was beautiful, you know, Toyota Yaris, low mileage, something I saw on Facebook, you know, but the moment they said, you know what, to secure this, just pay the deposit first. That was the red flag. And then I followed my gut feeling. And eventually, yeah, the transaction didn't go through by grace of God.
30 tower, my guy. Nah, man.
Guys, speaking of Uknokwa, I was knocked once, molaifeng, kadi trading. Then just last week, Saturday. No, Friday, in fact, not Saturday, it was Friday. It's me going through, me trying to find maybe I can get a kanyana and whatnot. Hey, these people wanted me to pay money before I can actually see their car. I'm like, and easy.
I'm starting to see a common thread with all of these scammers. They always want you to pay money before you even get a product or before you even get the job. Let's just be very alert, guys. And you know, experiencing something like this can be quite frustrating. It can even cause you to go into depression. So if you've gone through something like this and it's triggering this conversation, man, just go into SADC, right? Get the contacts and speak to somebody, because trust you me, once you speak to somebody and you let it off your chest, you're going to feel a little better. And it's okay, Chomi. Trust you me. We've all gone through something.
If you missed it live, catch the podcast on kaya959.co.za.